Chapter 27. Marino had left with Abby, and Bo was in the four-cell lockup in the back of the station. It was after 6 and getting dark when Molly came into Jesse's office with a pizza and a six-pack of Coors. She put the pizza on the desk. She separated out 2 cans of beer, set them on the desk next to the pizza, and put the rest in the little refrigerator where Jesse kept spring water. "I know you're married," Jesse said, "but maybe we could have an affair." "I'll put you on the list," Molly said. "You think we got the little prick?" "Yes," Jesse said. He picked up a slice and took a bite. When he had swallowed, he said, "There's no real grounds for an obscenity charge. I don't think the possession with intent will stand up, but we should be able to make the case for assaulting a cop. We know he's lying about the pictures, and now we can investigate the rape without anyone thinking that Candace squealed on them. Won't that require Candace to testify? I don't know. If we flip one of the other kids, there might be a plea bargain and she'd never have to appear." "Why'd you keep the kid overnight?" Molly said. Jesse ate a bite of pizza and drank some beer. "Because I don't like him," Jesse said. "How is the father?" "The tree doesn't grow too far from the apple," Jesse said. The pizza was made with green peppers and mushrooms, Jesse's favorite. He wondered if it were a coincidence or Molly knew. He decided that Molly knew. Molly knew a lot. "You want me to go get Kevin Feeney?" Molly said. Jesse sipped some beer. "No," he said, "not yet. We need to make it look like we didn't know who he was and it took us a couple of days to find out." "I can't show those pictures around," Molly said. "Get the Feeney part blown up," Jesse said. "Eliminate Candace." "Okay." "Show them around for a couple of days, principal, guidance, a few teachers and students. When we're sure the whole school knows we're looking for Feeney because we found the pictures, then we'll pick him up. Get Suit to help you. Tell him now that he's got a legitimate reason to be there, he can," Jesse smiled, "abandon his disguise." "And we don't mention Candace," Molly said. "No. Ever?" "I told her I'd keep her out of it," Jesse said. "And you keep your word," Molly said. "When I can," Jesse said. "When Bo gets out," Molly said, "won't he go right to his buddies and warn them?" "Sure," Jesse said, "but they're high school kids living at home. What are they going to do, flee the jurisdiction?" Molly nodded. "Might even work for us," Molly said. "The other 2 creeps know we're after them. It'll make them jumpy." "The jumpier they get," Jesse said, "the easier to flip." "And you think you can flip them?" "My guess," Jesse said, "all 3.